Hey there, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. I'm honored to get to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. Pastor Chuck, Pastor Benj, and myself, we count it an honor and a privilege that you would join us as part of these weekday podcasts. If you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and really our goal is to start the day off on the right foot with a little bit of hope and really, as Pastor Chuck would say, a cup of encouragement. So I hope you'll find that today. I guess it's been a little over a week ago where I preached on Sunday, September the 18th, and really talked about what does it look like when God builds something, when God builds the church. When a guy named Paul shows up in Acts 16 in a town called Philippi, there wasn't a church. There was no synagogue. There was no formal building. There was just a small group of people that met together once a week for the one thing they wanted to do together is to pray. And what happens in Acts chapter 16 is Paul interacts with three people from totally different walks of life, from totally different backgrounds. And years later, those three people going from this obscure, strange beginning end up forming one of the strongest churches in the New Testament, the church at Philippi. And so today, I just want to look back over the kind of people that I believe God can use, because I believe God can use anybody, and he wants to use me, he wants to use you to build something great. So there was three people Paul interacted with. The first one was a seeker named Lydia. The reason why I call her a seeker is because she lived in a pagan society. She lived in this Roman colony where there was false worship going on. I mean, literally, the Romans would worship all of these false gods, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. And yet it says in Acts chapter 16 that she was a worshiper of God. So she's a moral person. She's an upright person. She's a person that's decided, I don't believe in this whole Roman thing where we worship hundreds of gods. She believes there is a true God. She's a seeker. She is seeking truth. And she was a businesswoman. The Bible says that she was a seller of purple. And so she's a successful businesswoman, and yet she's still seeking God. And so when Paul shows up, man, God used Paul to lead her to faith in Christ, and she is baptized, her and her whole family. So when God builds something, one, he started with Lydia, who was a seeker. The second person we meet is a little slave girl. Literally, when Paul is walking to the next destination, this slave girl comes up and she makes a ruckus. And what we find out about her is in verse 16 of chapter 16 of Acts is that she is literally possessed by an evil spirit. And her owners, who should care about her owners who should try to do something for her, instead take advantage of her and make money off of this evil spirit. And so she's totally different from Lydia. Lydia has got it together. She's a fashionista. And then we meet this slave girl who is just screaming her head off. And Paul turns to her and says, in the name of Jesus, I cast out, I tell the spirit to go. Well, what happens is her owners, the slave girl's owners, get ticked off and have Paul and his friends thrown into jail. And so the third person we meet is the jailer. The jailer is this retired soldier who's seen a lot of awful things in battle. He's seen bloodshed. He's got swords. There's probably some things that he wish he could take back, things that he wish he hadn't have seen. Oftentimes when people have lived through that, man, the rest of their life, there's scars. There's anger. There's bitterness. There's all of this stuff, this angst underneath the surface of their life. And yet, Paul has the opportunity of leading this guy to Christ. I'm telling you, Acts 16 is amazing. God takes these three unlikely people, this fashionista who's making money selling clothing, this little slave girl who's screaming her head off because of a demon living inside of her, and then the soldier who has a hard, hard heart because he has seen some awful things. And yet what happens, what's beautiful about the gospel is the gospel intersects with each one of their lives, and it changes them. And it changes them in such a way that they start a church, and that church begin to grow, and that church changed their world. Man, I just want to remind you today that God can use anybody. He can use you, whether you feel like you're more like Lydia, whether you feel like you're more like the slave girl, or even if you feel like a hardened soldier, or maybe a mixture of all three. God can use you. if you'll allow him. Would you ask him today, God, would you use me wherever you have me to be an exporter of hope and joy in this world? I'll be praying for you as you do that. And also, thanks for praying for our team that's in Kenya. We're about to wrap up our time at Nilinda Baptist in Kisumu. So if you think about it today and you don't mind doing it, please pray for the team, pray for the church, pray for what God is doing there. And we would be so grateful for that. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.